Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. We've got a packed show for you today. A lot of great stuff to discuss. The headlines are blowing up with all sorts of news, good, confusing, bad, whatever it is. We're going to cover a lot of that today in the show. But one of the headlines that you've been seeing, I'm sure, recently over the past several months are interest rates. They're up, they're down, they're up, they're all over the place. Buyers are worried about affordability. Sellers are concerned if they're able to still sell and get the high prices that they were getting. There's a lot of things going on in the marketplace, and that's why we're here with you each and every week to walk you, talk you through this, and guide you as your advisors. I'm really excited because we've got a top-notch professional, one of the top residential mortgage experts in the state of Rhode Island here with us today, and that's none other than Paul Salcone with North Point Bank. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Millie, for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Man, I love having you on here. You're a wealth of knowledge, and I know you wanted to jump on today to talk about ways that buyers or current homeowners can work with the current interest rates and lower your monthly payments. I'm sorry, as a buyer, not a homeowner, as a buyer, and where it appears that rates will be heading for the rest of the year. So that's a two-part thing. We're going to talk about what buyers can do right now to lower their monthly payments and where we believe interest rates are heading for the rest of 2024. It's good stuff. So what can buyers do right now to lower their rates?
Sure, absolutely. That's a great question. And as you know, many first-time home buyers in particular, even repeat home buyers, they're always talking to me, okay, well, what do we do here? How can we get our payment lower? Like, we understand the market, we understand where prices are at. Interest rates, obviously, to a certain degree, are fixed. I mean, we only have so much control of what interest rates are at. The government has a lot of control. So I tell people first and foremost, let's look at programs out there. I mean, obviously, with a first-time home buyer, the FHA is very, very popular, Rhode Island Housing, even conventional. But beyond that, I mean, sometimes what I find first is with FHA loans, the government, it's a federal government. FHA stands for Federal Housing Authority. The program that they have, typically I find interest rates are about 0.5% lower in general than conventional financing.
Okay.
So if you're someone buying your first home, obviously looking at 3.5% down, which is the minimum on an FHA loan, you're trying to obviously keep your monthly payment as low as possible. So FHA is a way to get your rate a little lower. I mean, there are some cons with FHA. Obviously, you have, the PMI never comes off, of course, but in the short term, it's a way to get a lower interest rate. So let's just say hypothetically, let's say conventional rates today are at 6.75 for a 30-year fix, 6.75%.
Yeah.
FHA should be about 6.25%. That 0.5% difference in interest rate could translate into between 100 and 200 a month in your monthly payment alone. So all things being equal, if you have to go the FHA route, sometimes that's the way that I recommend to first-time home buyers. Also, something else is down payment. I know this is a question, this is a situation where not everyone has the ability to put down more money. And in some cases, it's not even in your best interest. And let me explain what I mean by that. So in a perfect world, the more you put down in theory, the lower your monthly payment would be. It makes sense. You put down more, you pay less. But in a situation where, let's just say you have $50,000 to work with for a down payment, okay? And the minimum down payment, 3.5%, is say $20,000. You can put down the additional $30,000 on your, down payment. So your monthly payment, your mortgage is lower. But you know what? Sometimes that's not the best situation. And really, what I would tell people is, okay, put down your 3.5% you need to put down, take that $30,000 and pay off high interest rate credit cards, a car payment, because the difference of $30,000 on a mortgage might be $100, $150 a month. But on paying off a student loan or a high interest credit card, or even two cars for that matter, that could reduce your monthly debt by, say, $700, $800 a month. So when I say monthly payment, I mean overall monthly expenses. So that's what I say is take that money, we'll use it in a positive way. And
Wow.
it's something, yes.
Good financial advice, Paul. I out of all the mortgage people we've ever had on the show, I've never heard anybody give that advice.
Yeah, because everything comes down to, monthly expenses. That's why I say expenses versus mortgage. Because let's say your mortgage is $2,200 a month, throwing an obscure number out there. If you can pay off existing debt, and let's say if you put down $50,000, your payment's going to be $2,000 a month. But if you pay down a credit card in full, and that minimum payment on that credit card was $250 a month, and if you pay a car off that was $450 a month, now you're saving $700 a month. And at the end of the day, you know, $700 a month is better than saving $200 a month. So that's what I say is you need to talk to a professional, someone that can go over all your, you know, your finances and figure out what's the best situation for your cash flow. And that's why I think it's important to sit down with someone that understands, you know, monthly expenses and debt.
That's so smart, Paul. Thank you so much. If you're just tuning in, this is the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. We've got Paul Salcone of North Point Bank on the line with us. He just dropped some really great knowledge. If you're just tuning in now, that's okay. You can go ahead and go on iHeartRadio, WHJJ. You can rewind that, check the podcast out, or you can check us out on SoundCloud and follow us on social media. We're going to be posting these segments later on in the week, but on iHeart, it's, I believe, right after the show, it's up, which is great. Paul, one of the questions that we have buyers asking right now are about the buy-down programs, the rate buy-down programs. Are those still inactive? Are those still active?
Yes, correct. There are usually 2-1 buy-downs, is 3-1 buy-downs. Essentially, how this works is, let's say, for example, you're buying a home today. Let's say the interest rate currently, as is, let's say, 6.5%. You have the ability to do a buy-down program where you get a 2% reduction in year one, and a 1% reduction in year two. So let's just say, for example, year one is 6.5 supposed to be, but with the buy down, now you're at 2% lower at 4.5. In year two, you're at 5.5. And what happens is, let's just say, for example, what you save a month. So if you say at 6.5%, your payment was $2,500 a month, but at 4.5%, your payment was $2,100 a month. That $400 a month difference, you take that number and multiply it by the amount of months you're saving. So at 400 a month times 12 months, that's 4,800. So essentially that 4,800 you would pay up front. But you, the way you get it, you can take this and utilize it further would be if you had a closing cost credit from a seller, you could utilize the closing cost credit to buy down the rate. So essentially you can, you know, for 12 months or 24 months or even 36 months in some cases, you can reduce your monthly payment and the money used to do that can come from a seller credit versus out of your pocket. So essentially it's almost like buying points, but it's a heavier drop on the rate for a short term. So it's a good situation right now, I think, because rates, we're heading in a situation where rates will go down. We're almost certain of this. So if you can get 12 months to kind of buy some time, you know, lower your monthly payment in the short term, and then when rates go down in 12 months, 15 months, wherever it may be, then you'd refinance anyway. And the good part of this is whatever money you didn't use. So say, for example, that money you bought down, some of that money can actually be refunded to you if you don't spend it all. So it really is a good situation for the certain home buyer who has the ability to either pay it up front or have closing cost credit. It's something to consider.
Wow. And how long is it for? Is it 2 years, 3 years?
Yep. There's different programs out there. The most common is a 2-year, but there's also a 3-year option. So anywhere between, you can do as little as 12 months all the way through 36 months. And that's something that we could always, you know, when I sit down with someone and run some numbers, I can go over that option if it's something they're interested in.
Yeah, and that's great. And I love this because it's not talked about a lot anymore, you know.
True.
And when that first came out, I know a lot of people were gung-ho about it, talking about it, but that's such a solid opportunity for buyers to take advantage of. Another question I have on that rate buy-down program, Paul, is how long do you have to be in that program if rates drop before you refinance out of that? Like, let's say.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, great question. So typically with any program out there, for the most part, unless it's an investment property now, but if all owner-occupied, you know, residential mortgages, typically it's 6 months most of the time. So if 6 months, you can refinance, you know, with no prepayment penalties at all, no additional fees you would incur. So usually it's 6 months. Some programs can be up to 12, but that's something that in general, it's 6 months, I would say, as a whole.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, if you're listening and you're intrigued by this and you love the advice that Paul has given you, you find some value there, give them a shout, right? Even if you're 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years out from buying, it's good to connect with somebody who you can trust. You can follow him on social media. He's a local guy, great person, and an awesome resource for you. And in addition to that, we all know somebody who is either purchasing or selling a home who needs help in this space. So this show is here for you, not only so you can listen, but so you can also connect with our contributors here. And you can connect with Paul at 401-419-9291. Again, 401-419-9291. That's Paul Salcone of North Point Bank. You know, Paul, great information. You know, any last thoughts before we have to cut?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, right now in this market, obviously we all have, certain obstacles, but I think things are getting better. I think rates are starting to go down, and in the overall, I think most of us would agree that prior to the new election, anytime between August and maybe October, we should see rates fall down again, maybe even up to 1%. So I think we're heading in the right direction long term here. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. You know what I'd love to discuss with you next week if we could, as
Sure.
more information comes out. I'd love to discuss how buyers are potentially able to wrap closing costs, which would now include buyer commissions, into a mortgage, and what type of programs potentially banks are coming out for this for the buyers, maybe that can't cover that in closing costs, if any. So would love to hear your take on it. Any information you have on this will be super useful to our listeners, to the realtor base out here in Rhode Island as well. If we could talk about that next week, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, that'll be great. I'll make sure I have some more information and I'll present that next week on our show.
Awesome. Good stuff. So if you're listening, if you're tuning in, if you're a realtor, if you are a potential buyer, a lot of things are changing out there, but it's nothing to panic about. It's just literally, there's just different ways of doing things. The conversation is changing, but that's okay. It gives us the opportunity to connect with you, let us know what moves to make on the chessboard and what to do, which is great. So stay tuned for that next week, special with Paul Salcone of North Point Bank. Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you, Milo. Have a great day.
You're very welcome, you too.
Thank
Awesome
you.
show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back here in a couple minutes. This segment was powered by Paul Salcone of North Point Bank. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Emilio Despirito, and this is your show all about real estate, right? So we're talking about the timely balanced truths in the marketplace. There's no fear-mongering here. There's no crazy sensationalized news titles here. We're not selling advertisements. What we're doing is we're sharing information with you. So we've got on with us again, we've got Melissa Delena of Delena Law. If you've been listening to the show or have tuned in before, you probably heard her, or if you're a real estate agent or have been in the business or purchased or sold a home, you probably may have met her too. She's been doing this for 20 plus years in real estate, and her family owns Delena Law, and they've been around for, God, 40 plus years here in the community. So needless to say, they've seen things come, they've seen things go, they know the marketplace. Melissa, wonderful having you on.
Thanks so much for having us back. We're excited to be here.
You're very welcome. I'm excited to have you on. And we've got a really great topic that, we're seeing a lot of news headlines talking about the NAR, the National Association of Realtors, settlement on compensation. And, we briefly talked about the background on the last segment. I want to do that again on this segment, but I want to basically talk more or less to the real estate professionals out there. And I want to give them just some ideas of, what they can and can't do, and just kind of shed some light on this. And I think it's also interesting for the consumers to hear it in this aspect as well. And then we can also talk about what it's like to have a realtor, what it's like to not have a realtor, because you've seen both sides of the coin. And I know as an attorney, you can shed some light on that. So
Absolutely.
give us a quick background again, just for any new listeners.
Sure. So, long story short, in 2019, a bunch of sellers felt like it was unfair. They were always paying commissions and they filed a lawsuit, bring back to current day where the National Association of Realtors has settled that lawsuit. There were conversations it would be up for appeal for years, but they decided, you know what, maybe this is a better look, to try to settle in a class action manner.
Yeah, and just end it totally, because the amount of copycat lawsuits that are coming out, and
Yes.
that's the problem with anything, right? So it's just wild. Thank you for that. So now, Melissa, with the compensation settlement happening, as realtors, we have a program called MLS, and most all realtors across the country, except for maybe a few marketplaces, have the multi-listing service. And this is a really great program. This is the market, right? The real estate market. We can put all of our listings in here. And traditionally, we offered the buyers a compensation, which was paid for by the sellers. And it was incentive for buyers in not only sellers markets, but buyers markets, where it's tough to sell homes. We got to remember that, to come into their home and purchase their home. Somebody had to pay these realtors for that service, and it was traditionally done by sellers. Can we talk about how that is now changing?
Yeah, so once the settlement appeal or a settlement is accepted by the courts, then it's expected that MLS is no longer going to have a compensation to cooperating brokerage referenced at all. So even if, it's my understanding, even if the listing brokerage wants to offer compensation to the buyer's agent, there is not going to be a platform to do that. I think it's really from a disclosure perspective, they want all properties on the same playing field, because I feel like that is something from a consumer protection perspective that perhaps was a concern. You have some brokerages that are offering and some sellers that are offering compensation and others that are not. So I think that's why they're doing it.
Correct. And you know what? That's not necessarily a bad thing. And what the public needs to know and what the real estate agents, advisors out there, what they need to know is that compensation is negotiable. It always has been. So if you are representing a buyer, okay, first off, you should have that buyer and exclusive buyer representation. I think that's probably going to be required.
Okay. It is. That is one of the requirements under the settlement.
Yeah, and it's required and has been required here in Rhode Island at Engel & Volkers well over 6 months. We saw the writing on the wall. We want our buyers to be represented. We want our real estate advisors to earn a living and be protected for the hard work that they do, the services that they provide, of course. And ultimately, what's going to happen is The buyer's agents, though, are going to be able to reach out to the listing agents to see if those sellers are offering compensation when an offer is placed. And if they are, okay, fantastic, then the buyer would be spending less. But if not, that buyer, if they want representation, is going to be paying for that representation, which, by the way, they pretty much were anyways because they had to mortgage the amount of the home. So this isn't really changing much because most sellers are going and buying as well. It's not changing much.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think that right now the lip service and the headlines make it seem like it's Chicken Little, but we've already evolved and become in a place where we're doing this. I think really, Emilio, to your point, it's about knowing your worth as a real estate professional to be able to advise your prospective buyers and sellers about what it is that you do and why it is they shouldn't go it alone. So we talked, right, with AI and ChatGPT, everybody thinks they can do anything. Well, yeah. Not really.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, experience comes into it. And there's when you're dealing with people and you're dealing with situations, right, there's a million emotions going on when you're buying or selling a house. There's a million services that you need. There's 52 people involved in an average transaction, Melissa.
That's rather comprehensive.
And really, you need somebody to guide you through it. You really do. And if you speak even with folks that are behind AI, okay? You speak with any CEO, any president of any company, which is in tech or in real estate, they're going to all tell you the same thing. Until a machine can hold your hand and tell you it's okay, and you can connect empathetically with the machine, the need for real estate advisors is going to remain. People like the human-to-human contact.
And beyond that, you need the educational piece, Emilio. I mean, I think at the very core of what a real estate advisor does is they're educating their buyer and seller about what is going to happen next. You set the table and unset the table and reset the table about 1,000 times in the course of a real estate transaction when you're taking them through, you know, negotiations, inspections, handling vetting of resources that may be required to outsource certain things. There's just the steps that are involved in the process. People don't know what they don't know. And that, I think, is the biggest issue because we represent clients all the time that come through family transactions or other things where they know each other and they don't have representation of real estate agents. And I can assure you, it's a lot harder. It's harder on them and it's harder on us. And it's not a good consumer experience.
Yeah, agree. Definitely. And, you know, the other thing, too, that we really got to bring to the table is we are in such a low, low inventory market. Now, I saw a headline on Washington Post, which stated home values to decline because real estate commissions are on the decline. Now, both of that is fake news. That is both fake news because real estate commissions are not the reason why prices have gone up and are not the reason why prices are going to continue to go up for the foreseeable future. The fact of the matter is that we have a simple supply and demand situation. So you got to be careful in the headlines that we're looking at, especially, and I'm talking as well as not only the consumers, but as far as realtors. Don't fear this. This is a good thing. And there is some good. There's silver lining in here. There is some good for the consumers right now in a seller's market, okay? In a seller's market with low demands, yes, you may not have to pay a buyer's agent to come in. And those folks who are retiring, going into assisted living, who may not have a ton of money, well, maybe that'll put a little more money back in their pocket, but it will come from the buyers on the other end. So all in all, the consumers are not necessarily as a whole saving money. It's just a flip-flop of money. Now, where it gets very interesting, Melissa, is when we turn back into a buyer's market. Melissa, you've been in the business for 20 years. You've seen buyer's markets. What happens in buyer's markets?
Oh my gosh, sellers are willing to do basically anything in an issue with a buyer's market. And that's the interesting part I've been thinking about. Since this litigation has been pending, we've only seen a seller's market as a result of the supply and demand issue and the housing crisis and the housing crunch that we're seeing on a national level. So it'll be really interesting to see how this evolves or devolves when we get into that buyer's market.
Yeah, that's right. And again, this anytime there is change, it just gives us an opportunity to elevate our services, elevate our value, show consumers what we're all about, work with a clientele that appreciates us. But more importantly, it helps get rid of some folks that maybe shouldn't be in an industry, you know, because how many times have you seen, and I hate to say it, it happens in every industry. How many times have you seen people watch a TV show, get excited about real estate, but not educated on real estate? They go get their real estate license, they jump in, they last 2-3 weeks, 2 months, they don't sell one thing and they're out. Or you get those people that help maybe some family members, some friends, this or that, but they don't do them a great service because they don't know what they're doing. And so though that type of situation is out, you're going to have a stronger, better, more well-represented clientele now, okay? You're going to have a more informed consumer and better real estate advisors out there. So I don't necessarily think this whole thing is so bad. And again, anytime it's a win for the consumer, it's a win for the industry because that allows the industry to continue to evolve.
I totally agree. The barrier to entry as a real estate professional, at least in the state of Rhode Island and the local areas, is very low. So I agree with you that I think this is going to sort of help squeeze a little bit the actual professionals who have the expertise and the tried and true to tell and guide those clients.
Agreed. Melissa, always great having you on. Thank you so much for giving your take on this. It's a topic a lot of people aren't comfortable talking about yet because they're still gathering information. We're still gathering information, but I got to tell you, we are going to help you. If you're listening, we're going to help you through this, whether you're a real estate advisor, agent, or if you are a buyer or a seller or just plain curious, you can reach out. We can assist you with this. I'm going to go ahead and give you the radio show hotline, aka my cell phone. It's 401-359-2338. Anything you have, feel free to text or call in 401-359-2338. If you want to connect with Melissa Delena, I will do that as well. Thank you again so much for tuning in. Melissa, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you. Have a good day, everybody.
Awesome. You're welcome. Good stuff. Great show today. Stay tuned. We've got riblogger.com coming up with the top 5 events. And this segment was powered by Delena Law. We'll be right back. And welcome to the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. I'm Emilio Despirito, your host for the rest of the hour. We had a great show so far. We're excited to have you here. We've got one of our contributors that's here often with us, and it's Melissa Delena of Delena Law. Melissa specifically handles real estate law. She's been doing this for a couple of decades. She knows her stuff. Her office is centrally located in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. And her firm services Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. She is one of our go-to attorneys. She's fantastic, and we're really happy to have her on. So, Melissa, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Emilio. Thank you for having me back. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And yeah, we're here to answer any questions that you or your listeners have.
So, I mean, right now there's a lot of headlines in the news all around real estate. And one of them that I wanted to talk with you about here today was in regards to the antitrust suit that went out, in which the National Association of Realtors just settled on. And there's talks of compensation changes, and there's a lot of information out there, but a lot of misinformation out there. So I wanted, if you could, Melissa, let's give the consumers a background on what is happening with realtor compensation, how it may or may not affect consumers, and then let's start dispelling some of the fake news that's out there with it.
Okay. So with respect to the antitrust lawsuit from 2019, there's been all this ink spilled about it's fundamentally unfair for the sellers to pay the commissions for both the listing brokerage, which is the seller, and the buyer's agent, which is, of course, the buyer's agent brokerage, despite the fact that we've been doing that since like the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Right? You bought your first house. I bought my first house. This is what happens. Buyers were typically represented, but did not have to pay any compensation to their representative. So they got the benefit of all that expertise without having to pay for it, because that's just the way we did it.
Yeah.
So fast forward, we have a result from the courts, which was the end of 2023, and it identified that they found in favor that it is unfair that the sellers are the only ones to pay for it. Now, again, Emilio, if you listen to the news, they make it sound like there's no real estate agents anymore. Like, we're not going to have realtors. That is just completely erroneous.
Yeah.
What it really says is that there is now going to be an opportunity to negotiate and shop the way that you're going to essentially pay a real estate agent to list your house, or as a buyer's agent to represent you in the purchase of your house. Mm-hmm. But it does create a very different dynamic, which we've been dealing with now for 6 months at least. Some communities and jurisdictions made this pivot years ago, where now buyer's agents are essentially going to be compensated by the buyers directly, because there has been some expectation that sellers maybe aren't going to always offer compensation to the buyer's agents.
Absolutely. So basically what's happening is, this is the part that I think is confusing the public, is that real estate commissions have always been negotiable.
Absolutely. Always and forever. But, you know, I think it's one of those one bad apple spoils the bunch. You hear everybody talking about, oh, well, it's going to be X percent. So now they just assume, well, that's what everybody has to pay. But that's, as you know, being in the industry, is not the case. I'm sure you've negotiated commissions in various structures.
Well, absolutely. I mean, depending on the level of service that a listing needs, and depending on how, depending on how much the market is going to react in a positive way to the listing or not, is all going to depend on what you would offer for buyer compensation to entice realtors to bring their buyers into the marketplace, into that listing. I mean, I don't, this is capitalism. It's okay. I'm okay with the fact that things are changing, but what I'm seeing as, and that was a great background on this, Melissa, thank you. But what I'm seeing, and the sad part is that the news is selling sensationalism. The news is selling fear, and they're confusing consumers, because consumers are not going to be saving money with this. This is not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is consumers are going to be spending more money. And I can break that down. People may say, yeah, no way. Yes way. Because most of our sellers, okay, I would say about 85% of my clients who are, maybe 90% of my clients who are selling, Melissa, are also buying.
Yep.
So most of those are buying up. So now when they are buying, they now have to cough up the percentage for the real estate buyer's representative if they want a buyer rep. And if they don't want to be represented and they want to go right to the listing agent, then they don't have anybody that's negotiating for them, guiding them through the transaction, making sure inspections are well and safe. So there's no real win there. It's like going into the courtroom without an attorney.
Yeah, I mean, and unfortunately, especially with AI and ChatGPT, there are so many people who think that they know as much as you know and as much as I know as being seasoned professionals. And I think it's just a matter of time before we start to see those people have a reckoning of being unrepresented and what that looks like. Because I can assure you that those folks really do not have the appetite to go it alone. They think they do because they hear the word savings. So they think that there's going to be a savings. So they try to go it alone, only to find out what you and I really do, right? And we've had this conversation. What you and I really do looks easy. So they think, well, anybody should be able to do it. But it's because we're so good at what we do that it looks easy.
Absolutely. You know, so it's just, and I already have consumers, I already have potential sellers, right, that are calling, they're interviewing realtors. And one of the first things that one person said, this was actually an attorney who's selling an estate. He said, oh, listen, Emilio, there's no buyer compensation anymore. So he's like, So I would imagine that your fee would not include anything for the buyer compensation. And what I basically said, and I want realtors who are listening to this to know, what I basically said was, well, that's not fully true.
Right.
Sellers, for the most part, are able to, or sellers can still offer the buyer compensation, okay? And I'm going to suggest that sellers offer buyer compensation, especially for the point where there's so much confusion in the industry for the time being, and the effects right. of this really don't start until July or so, June 30th, July.
Well, and that's one big caveat point to even put forth is that this settlement that you had mentioned hasn't even been accepted by the court yet. So everything that we're talking about, the fact that the Wall Street Journal and everybody else is running with this, they entered in the terms of what the proposed settlement would be on Friday. And now all of a sudden, everybody's treating it as if it's gospel. It's not even been approved yet, Emilio, which is why we're not sure when those changes are going to be taking place, most likely starting in July, assuming that the court approves it. But I just want to make sure that consumers know that. Because again, if you don't know, you hear it, it sounds like, oh yeah, agents are obsolete, you know, consumers are going to save money.
Yep, absolutely. That's just, again, it's just so far-fetched. The real estate transaction, there's so many pieces to it. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, I'm Emilio Despirito. This is the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. We're talking with Melissa Delena. She is an attorney here in Rhode Island with a specialty, a focus on real estate law. And we're talking about the headlines that you're seeing out there about the NAR settlement, the National Association of Realtors settlement for, I think, $418 million. You know, a group of attorneys, a group of sellers, people got together and decided, hey, let's sue the National Association of Realtors. Let's sue all of these brokerages for what we feel is an unfair way of compensating these brokers for what they do. Now, basically, and just to give you a quick background, if you're just jumping on, what has happened over the years is as a listing agent, we would go in and we would say, hey, our percentage is X amount. By the way, there's no such thing as the standard 6%, which the news is making. No such thing, okay? So we are not even allowed to call it standard. So that's fake news when they say that. Washington Post, a lot of fake news. But so what happens is we would split, and it doesn't have to be 50-50, it doesn't, but we would split and offer an incentive on the multi-listing service to realtors so that they could be compensated, buyer's agents could be compensated for their buyers. Now, over the course of the year, past year, a couple of years or so, there's been brokerages like mine, which have been putting our buyer clients into exclusive buyer agreements where they're getting the best service. But in the event MLS, there is not payment on MLS or limited payment on MLS for the buyer's agents, the buyer's advisors, our buyers would cover the difference. So Melissa, we've been practicing this here at Engel & Volkers literally for the past year or so.
And I think, Emilio, that's why for our consumers, not a lot is really going to change when you sift through all the noise and you pay attention. You know, one of the major differences in this settlement is that they're proposing that MLS will no longer have compensation offered as a line item at all. So this, to your point earlier, it's all going to be negotiable. This is going to be to, I think, make sure that all properties are on a level playing field. So you don't see some properties that are offering X percent, some are offering Y, some are offering zero. It's basically going to be no compensation. And the buyer's agent is going to have to contact that listing brokerage to discuss perspective buyer interest, compensation, you know, the whole bit. But, you know, I don't think it's going to vastly change the landscape because we've already been evolving towards this. Like you just said, the past 6 months to a year. And in some jurisdictions, they already evolved to it a while back, right? Because this litigation had been pending from 2019. So people sort of saw the writing on the wall, like, all right, we don't think this is right, but maybe we should start evolving. And I don't think that it's going to change a lot for the consumers, despite what the news syndicates indicated.
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, I want to leave before our next segment, I want to leave our listeners with this for a second, right? Let's put all the sensationalism, all of the finger pointing, all of the news aside for a moment, and let's look at the realtor mission statement, the National Association of Realtors mission statement. It's empowering realtors to preserve, protect, and advance the right to real property for all. Okay, the reason why that's important here is I believe this is a much bigger picture. This is an attack on the consumer. And what happens is, and what happens is anytime there is something standing in the way of the consumer, such as a huge association like this between the government and the consumer or anybody in the consumer, they have to attack that association. And I gotta say this, a lot of things have happened where the Association of Realtors have gone in front of the government and have helped push the flood. Remember the flood premiums, how we kept those low for so many years.
There's a lot of legislative agendas that NAR will help to protect consumers that goes unnoticed and unspoken. And, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by nature, but you're sort of talking me into it.
Well, it's that's not even necessarily... And everybody's so quick to jump and say conspiracy theory, but it's not necessarily that. We got to look at the big picture. Property ownership is one of the pillars of our economy and of our wealth here. And it's not hard to see when you're looking across the board what is happening, not only here in America, but across the Western countries. There's an attack on capitalism. I don't want to get into a political type of thing. I just want our listeners to keep their eyes and ears open that it's the attack on the consumer, okay? Because when you don't have representation or when good people, good parties are here advocating for you, but you're brainwashed or thought to believe that they are not, only opens bad doors, I'm telling you. So it's okay. This gives us the opportunity to talk and to educate others and also to show our value because, and I just want to say this one thing last, Melissa, before we cut to a commercial. I love the fact that this is going on. And I love the fact that this is going on because it allows the best real estate advisors out there to show the consumers, look, there is value in working with us. This is what we do for you. And if the consumers choose to go a different route, I'm all for consumer choice. We're here for home buyers and sellers. We need to protect them. We need to guard after them. But if they want to make their own decisions and go off on this on their own without representation, they are more than welcome to. That's it. You know, that's it. That's the end of the game. It's about the consumer. Without the consumer, we don't even have a business.
Absolutely. And they've always had freedom of choice. But I guess somebody thought they didn't. And this is why lawyers were born. And, you know, here we are all these years later to basically say something that's already existed for all this time.
That's right. That's right. So awesome. Good stuff, Melissa. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back here on the Despirito Team Real Estate Show. This segment was powered by Delana Law. We'll be right back. All right. As the seasons change, we go from winter to spring. There's a lot going on here in Rhode Island. And I got to tell you, Rhode Island is like a flower, right? Like it blossoms in the springtime and it's the most beautiful place you can be. Spring, summer, and fall. I feel you can't convince me otherwise. So we've got Jennifer Jaber of RIblogger.com. She's on the show with us each and every week to let us know the top five events happening here in Rhode Island. Jen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. What do we got? What's on the agenda?
So this sounds like a lot of fun, especially if you're a fan of the 80s. Saturday, March 30th, you can head to the Ocean Mist for total eclipse of the 80s. Experience the sights and sounds of the 80s. A total eclipse of the 80s is more than just a band. They're a fully immersive pop culture 80s experience. So you feel like you have traveled back to the 1980s with the music, the stage show, the lights, the costumes. Props and much more. And attendees are encouraged to grab their hairspray, their leg warmers, and 80, any 80s gear you have to dress up and have a great night at the Ocean Mist.
Love it.
Make the G Pub in Providence your go-to during March Mania. I know there's not too much left, but they have you covered all season with over 17 TVs. And I should say they do all sports events too, so it's not strictly just for that. So if you're looking to watch with friends, you can host a watch party experience, which includes guaranteed seating, unobstructed views of the TV, Dos Equis swag, and the option for March Mania party platters. Experiences are for groups from 6 to 12, and the party platters are $27, and they serve 6 people. So that's a great way and kind of cost effective to host a group. March
Awesome.
30th, you can head to the Butterfly Farm. This is a good one for the kids in Lincoln for the annual Easter egg hunt from 9 a.m. to 4:30. Search for eggs in the giant hay field, visit with farm animals, and see, of course, the babies who have been born this spring. You can also get your face painted, visit with the Easter bunny, and just enjoy the farm grounds. Tickets must be purchased in advance, and it's actually rain or shine, so dress appropriately. If you're looking for a brunch, Sunday, March 31st is the Easter brunch buffet at Newport Vineyards from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Enjoy the buffet and chef-attended stations. Reservations are required between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And then you can hop outside for the egg hunt in the vines between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. And brunch includes buffet, coffee, juice, but there's wine, beer, and brunch cocktails for purchase as well.
Nice.
And looking ahead, the Rhode Island Home Show is April 4th to the 7th at the Rhode Island Convention Center. This is the largest home improvement and idea showcase in southern New England. There will also be specialty features, including the Rhode Island Flower Show, the annual Energy Expo, the new House of Brews, the Inspiration Showcase, and there'll be hundreds of home-related exhibitors with trends and services. The home show has everything you need, with contractors, workshops, demos, vendors, exhibits. And this year, I actually think this has been years in the past too, but there's also kids' activities too. So it's a family-friendly event. So if you need anything home inspired, you can bring the kids along too. It's Thursday and Friday, 12 to 9, Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sunday, 10 to 5.
Love it. And you can check it all out at riblogger.com. Jen, thanks so much for jumping on with us today.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You're welcome. You too. Awesome show today. I'd like to thank Paul Salcone of North Point Bank, Melissa Delena of Delena Law, Jennifer Jaber of riblogger.com, Ethan, our producer, and Bill George, our station manager. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. I'm Emilio Despirito, and this is the Despirito Team Real Estate Radio Show.